call it, children.
Oh, good. Will they be surprised? Johnny? Pat? Johnny? Pat?
What is it, Mom? I hope it's time for supper.
Your father wants you.
I can hardly wait to hear these myself.
What is it, Dad?
Pat, look! A package. Is this the surprise?
We'll open it and see what it is.
Hey, look at this one. It's called In the Beginning. Put it on the player, Pat. Let's see what it is.
It has to be good if Dad bought it.
Well, they're the oldest stories known. Well, they're stories of the Bible, called The Bible in Living Sound.
Actual stories from the Bible?
Right.
All the stories in the Bible?
Well, just about.
I've always wanted to hear the walls of Jericho falling down.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to hear Queen Esther. She must have been a wonderful person.
And Jonah and the whale. I'd like to hear that story.
And they have stories about Joseph and Moses, Samson, David, Daniel, Job. They're all here.
Let's play the one about Daniel and the lion's den first.
No, I say play Ruth and Naomi first.
Well, why not start at the beginning?
You mean about Adam and Eve?
No, even before that.
Was there a before Adam and Eve?
Sure.
You mean this? In the beginning?
Exactly.
Okay, here goes.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said,
Let there be light.
And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Now, let's stop for a moment.
But why, Dad?
Just stop it.
Okay.
I wanted to hear the rest of it. It's exciting.
Now, we'll listen to the rest of it in a moment. But first, I think we should talk over what we heard. Anyone have any questions?
Yeah, Dan. Why does the Bible say, and the evening and the morning were the first day? Why didn't it mention morning first? I thought the day begins at midnight, or morning.
Well, the night, darkness, came first, then the light. So God's day begins at sundown, and ends the next evening at sundown. Any more questions? Well, I want to make a point. Let's try to put ourselves far, far back in time, when there was neither heaven or earth.
You mean when there was nothing at all?
As far as this earth is concerned, yes.
I can't imagine just nothing.
And nobody can, because we are only human, with human brains that can think along only certain lines and within fixed limits. Well, God created the earth, and all that in it is from nothing.
Weren't there any trees, flowers, birds, bees, or any living things on that first day of creation?
No, Pat. The whole world was empty of all living things. That is why God made the light first. Because without light, nothing can live for long.
Couldn't God have made things grow without light?
Yes, of course. But God wanted to do things in an orderly way. With God, first things are first, always. He knows what needs what. So he made it that way from the very beginning.
Did God exist before the beginning?
Yes, Pat, he did.
I don't understand that.
Well, let me try to explain. Take this orange. Where did it come from?
Mom bought it at the store.
I mean even before that.
Well, oranges grow on trees in orange groves.
In Florida, California, Texas, Australia, Spain, and South America.
I mean even before that.
Oh, I get it. Someone planted a seed.
Where'd the seed come from?
From another orange, from another tree.
Where did that orange tree come from?
But, Dan, I get what you mean, Pop. If you keep on tracing oranges and orange trees back to the very beginning, the very first tree from which the very first seed came, where did the first tree come from?
I know. God created it.
Yes. and the earth too, and the ocean and everything.
You just heard what it says in the Bible. God created the heavens and earth and all that in them is. His Spirit moved on the waters. He divided the light from the darkness.
And he called the light day and the darkness night.
And that ended the first day of creation.
But what about other things? Animals, plants, fish, and birds.
God created those things on the next days of creation.
Do you know how many days of creation there were?
7, weren't there?
No. There were really only 6.
God took 6 days to create, and on the 7th he rested from his labors.
Well, I think we should hear the rest.
All right. Turn it on, Johnny.